Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. You appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in Union Edge. And joining us from Fenton, Michigan, we have Katie Dexter of Apple Tree Media Works. Katie, welcome back.
Hi, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. You know, I was kind of teasing you a little bit before we got into the segment. My internet, I can't put it neutral. And you're saying we may have an internet that's put in park. What's going on with this net neutrality thing?
Yeah, you know, when I hear about something from my mom that she heard it on the morning news, I know it's a big deal. net neutrality is all the word right now. You're hearing President Obama and Ted Cruz kind of going back and forth on this, so that's why I wanted to talk about it today. Net neutrality is the principle that your internet service providers and your government should treat the internet equally, not discriminating or charging differently by user, content, site, platform, anything of that sort. They really want to treat it more like a utility, and that way it's not based on, you know, if you can pay more, you can see more kind of thing. Obviously, the people who founded the internet, that was the whole point, was that it was an open internet, an open information source.
Right, exactly. And we can thank the taxpayers for that one. Because it was the United States taxpayers that invented, they funded the research for the internet. I have very strong feelings about this, Katie. I believe it is a utility. And I quite frankly, I don't care if you put up the copper wires or you put out the fiber optic. This is a utility and it should be used by all people equally. There should not be preferential treatment. And quite frankly, those people that say, well, these telecom companies are too big, we can't break them up. My question is, do you ever hear a Ma Bell?
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly what they're talking about. Like you said, there's people saying, oh, it's a free market. Yeah, you just said, the taxpayers put these lines in.
Yeah, we own the airwaves for radio. We own the airwaves for television. And you know something? If we have to do eminent domain, we can do that. If you would like to service the United States and everybody here in the United States to make sure that we have internet access, equal high-speed internet access in the cities and in rural areas, we can let you do that, but don't forget, it's the American public's. It's the taxpayers. It's not yours. That's my opinion. What's Ted Cruz saying?
Ted Cruz is saying that he wants it to be allowed to be a two-tiered system. Personally, I think he's just against anything that President Obama says, but he doesn't want this. He thinks that it's, really going to limit the market and, he's got lobbyists. He was paid quite well by many of these big media companies that can afford to pay for, quote-unquote, the fast lane. So I think that's where it's coming from. I don't think he knows why he's saying it, except there's some dollar bills attached to it.
Ah, money speaks. Ted Cruz yes, makes mess in front yard. But that's another thing. You know, curb your cruise, okay? I'm just saying, folks, curb your cruise. Because he's going to make a mess out of all kinds of things. And he doesn't have that many friends among Republicans. And, that's another story. So what, at this point, should we be looking for? The president is being forward about this. He's talking about it. The FCC's opened up a comment period.
Yep. And
what should we be doing, Katie?
Well, there was a lot of feedback that already came into the FCC about this. President Obama came out in support. He's all for, the reclassifying, like you said, put it as a public utility, get some rules in there, take care of the blocking and the throttling and the tiered system, make it an open internet. And so he has actually put this into the chairperson of the FCC, Chairman Miller, and he was formerly a cable lobbyist, so we got to be real careful with that one. The FCC is still, you can still get a hold of them, and that's definitely our biggest recommendation for the public right now is to speak out. Get a hold of the FCC. Get a hold of your local legislation. Tell them you want net neutrality. You want an equal web for everyone. You want it to be regulated properly so that there is no price gouging or, you know, a website like yours that maybe some people aren't real big fans of at the major cable companies because you get a different word out than they do. Get a hold of, we want this net neutrality. We want it fair. We want it equal. We want it opened up.
Is there really anybody other than those people that can benefit from this financially that want to throttle the internet?
Well, you know, we already saw Comcast do this. Comcast did it to Netflix. And this is the only piece that kind of makes sense. Netflix is a big boy. It's a huge amount of bandwidth. Think about that, you know, when you're watching The Walking Dead late at night and it's coming through your Netflix. Think about how much of the internet that's taking up. And Comcast spotted that. They throttled down Netflix, and Netflix users couldn't even start to watch a show. And then Netflix finally said, fine, Comcast, I'll pay you more money. So there's a piece of that that kind of makes sense. If you're a giant bandwidth eater, it makes sense that maybe you would be charged more for your service. But how big is too big? You know, how small is okay? That's really where we need the regulations. That's really where we need the FCC to step in and say, okay, here's where our lines are. This is when it's okay. But to just hand it to Comcast or to AT&T, we already know that the right decision is not going to be made. It'll be made in favor of politics and things like that.
Well, that's not the only case of throttling that was out there. There were some other cases out there, too, from what I understand. But that's another story in and of itself. I mean, we here at the Union Edge, because we transmit our radio signal via the internet to radio stations and towers all across the United States, we've got a higher speed internet. We pay more for that. But it's not a matter of realistically anything more than them just throwing a switch at the hub for us to get that higher speed. Why is it we cannot do the same thing that they're doing in Korea, Japan, Europe, South America, Central America? Why is it so expensive here where if you go to Europe, you can get your cell phone, your internet, and your house phone for like $12 a month?
My best guess would be that those profits are going into the pockets of your CEOs rather than being put invested back into the company, rather than, you know, enough money is enough money. You know, I can't eat or drink my money, so I don't need any more of this. I think that that is probably the issue. I have not completely looked into the whole issue going on, you know, how they're doing it better over in other countries. But based on everything else that I've seen better over there, that's usually the issue, is the whole big pocket.
Well, I think we need to take a very close look at how we regulate this, because it's very important. It's important for education. It's important for access. It's important for commerce. So we got to keep a close eye on this one, that's for sure. Katie, anything else for us today?
Nope, that's all that I have for today. We do have a blog article that's got, if you want to learn more about this, the nitty-gritty details, we've got a blog article out on our website that goes into more detail. There's lots more links out there. There is also a way to get a hold of, there's a group out there called SaveTheInternet.com. And they are the ones that have the petitions, and they're the ones who are getting the word back. You know, save the internet. Let's get some net neutrality. Don't let Comcast, you know, let's not take their word that they're not going to do this. Let's treat it like a utility.
There you go. I like it. I like it a lot. Katie, we appreciate it. How do we find out more about you and what you do with AppleTree MediaWorks?
You can visit our website at appletreemediaworks.com. You can also find a link to our website right on the bottom of the unionedge.com. And, of course, you can find us out on Facebook or Twitter.
Fantastic. We appreciate that, Katie, and we'll talk to you again soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.